Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with livestock market economist Darrell Peel. We're talking cattle on feed in just a moment.
It's the 39th annual Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, Saturday, December 5th at noon at the Atoka Livestock Auction. Selling 51 breeding-aged bulls, 27 bred females, limousine and limb flex, mostly black polled. To view an online catalog, go to www.americancattleservices.com or call Ken Holloway at 580-581-7652. That's 580-581-7652. The Oklahoma Select Bull Sale and Super Bowl competition, December 5th.
Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes here for Union Mutual Insurance of Oklahoma. Union Mutual has served the insurance needs of rural Oklahoma for over 80 years. And I'm excited to tell you about a premier product that we've introduced to serve your insurance needs even better. Our town and country policy is new and here to save you money and offer you true protection for your property. When it comes to protecting your property with a company that you can trust, give your local agent a call and tell them that you want Union Mutual's town and country policy. At Union Mutual, we care about your protection, not your politics. We're talking now with livestock market economist Dr. Darrell Peel. Darrell, let's talk about this latest cattle on feed set of numbers. Maybe first of all, for everybody, run the numbers down as released from USDA.
You bet. This November cattle on feed report showed placements in October at 89% of a year ago. Marketings in October were just about even, 99.9% of a year ago. And the on-feed total as of November 1st was 101.3% of last year.
Sounds like, at first glance, that's pretty well what the trade was anticipating, right?
It really is. It's pretty close to anticipated. The placement number is slightly smaller than the average guess. However, several of the pre-report estimates were at that level or so. So it really is not a major surprise.
In your mind, why did we see that placement number finally fall well under a year ago?
Well, I think part of this is just kind of the dynamics of the last few months. We've had so much turbulence this year. We had 3 months in a row of well above year-ago levels, really 4 months somewhat above. And so it was kind of inevitable. We don't have more cattle. We've just been messing with the timing all year because of all of the disruptions we've had. So it was kind of expected that we would see this number pull back here as we get into the fall. It's a seasonally big number because we do place more cattle in the fall of the year, but compared to a year ago, well below last year. So we're kind of evening things out. We're going to smooth things out over the next few months.
Speaking of kind of smoothing things out, where are we? Or, you know, you've been saying that we're getting closer and closer to really working through the mountain of cattle that we had backed up. Are we there yet?
Oh, I think we are. I really don't think we are dealing with the backlog from, you know, the plant disruptions last spring. I think we took care of those in October, early October, really in the first half of October. So I don't think that's the issue now. Now, we've been watching these carcass weights. Sometimes that is an indication of when we're backed up in the feedlots. The carcass weights set a new record. It's about 2 weeks ago in terms of the latest data we have. But that's just because cattle have been big all year this year. And performance has been good. And they have peaked seasonally, and they are beginning to come down. So I don't think the backlog is part of the equation at all right now.
And one more thing on the placements.
The other thing about this report is that the placements were down more in the heavyweight category than they were in the lightweight category, which means that we're not going to put a lot of pressure on the front-end supplies in the next few months. It'll be a little bit farther out when we see the October placements really start to show up.
And I guess what in that case, that actually helps us kind of manage the overall flow of the pipeline, right?
That's exactly right. I think it does help us smooth out a little bit. And, of course, we're going into winter. So almost inevitably, we're going to have some storms that will change the timing of these cattle. But on the lightweight cattle, even more so. So I think this really does kind of smooth things out. And again, it's part of that process that we're moving towards here over the next few months, moving into next year.
I guess what for a lot of folks that have been watching these reports and we're even forecasting this much, much smaller placement number, a sigh of relief that the market seems to be kind of working at this point.
Well, I think so. I think the market will react well to this report. It's not a big surprise, but you know, I think the market's been kind of, sort of holding their breath, if you will, with these big placements we've had the last 3 months. So this will kind of confirm that, yes, I think the market's working, that these things are going to balance out, and we're going to work our way through this and kind of be back on a little bit more even keel as we move into 2021.
I guess what the other thing that the market's kind of been holding their breath on with this spike in COVID numbers, the more positives, more folks infected, more folks obviously being hospitalized, worries that we might see some problems in some of our processing plants. Have we seen that yet at all?
I don't think we've seen it yet in the processing plants in terms of a disruption. That is one of the concerns. I don't think those disruptions, if they occur, will be anything near as severe as they were in April and May, but they could happen to some extent. I think the broader concern in the market right now is just the fact that we're probably going to continue to see some limitations on the demand side. We're likely to see some additional restrictions. We are, in fact, seeing some additional restrictions in some cases on food service side of things. So that continues the pressure we've had on the retail market. And so it's going to continue to sort of strain that market a little bit, and that's kind of the big concern going through the winter when we typically feature food service demand a little bit more over retail demand.
And I guess what in the case of retail demand, of course, last spring we had the huge almost panic buying as folks get forced back home more. Will we see that type of a spike again, or is that maybe behind us?
No, I think we're actually seeing a little bit of that. There are certainly anecdotal reports that we're seeing some consumer stocking up. I don't know if I want to call it panic buying, but consumer concerns about uncertainty, they're stocking up. And so I think we're seeing a little bit of that. And then that, of course, sort of offsets the weakness that we might be seeing on the food service side to some extent. But so there's just a lot of dynamics at play here. But certainly through the winter, I do have some demand concerns that continue. We have to keep a close eye on this thing and see how we work through this.
Dr. Darrell Peel, you've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Hey, cattle producers, if you're involved in a value-added program or interested in getting involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age-verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the value-added market to you.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.